Hey, it's Free Love here. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone listening has been well. Today is Thursday, February the 17th. And we're already in month two of the new year. And I wanted to talk about sex as a form of self-love. And I'll get into why I chose that topic. But I do believe that sex is a form of showing yourself self-love. I know for me, the pleasure of sex makes me feel really good, physically, obviously, for one, but it makes me more happy, so it makes me happier, and I also feel really sexy and feminine after having sex. I don't know. Well, I do know. It's just something about the man penetrating me, and I don't know, them having an orgasm and then me having an orgasm, and the bodily fluid. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I often feel quite feminine and sexy, like I said, after having sex. But the reason that I am, sharing about sex as a self, as a form of self-love is because that's something that I truly believe. And I just kind of explained some of the reasons as to why I felt that way. Oh my gosh, I hope this is better. I decided to put the microphone closer to my mouth. But so self-love and having sex. Like I said, I really believe it's a form of showing yourself, love. But I was just listening to a couple different podcasts. And one of them kind of drew my attention because in the images, it was of two what appeared to be younger white women, and they were twins. And so I was like, let me check this out, because I have been looking at resources to help with becoming more educated about BDSM and the daddy sub dynamic. So yeah, I ended up looking up the word submissive. I found this podcast, but I also want to share about the other podcast I found when searching under the word MILF. So in the porn world, MILF is moms I like to fuck. And I've noticed that there were a couple podcasts that used the term MILF, but it was like moms I like to friend, moms I like to follow, but it still was related to sex. But getting back to the podcast and the two young women that I saw, so I decided to check them out. Very interesting podcast. They had a couple of guests on there, and I could really relate to these women because I have shared similar ideas and thoughts about myself in relation to sex and my sexuality. And the two guests that they had. It was one woman who is an entrepreneur, and she works, her podcast is centers around sex. And I think it's called Slutpreneur. And then the other woman has a podcast that's called How I F UCK. And so anyway, they were sharing their experiences about podcasting and whether or not it has increased or better, made their sex life better, you know, after doing it. And so, you know, they were all going around giving their own intake on how it contributed in a healthy way to their podcast, contributed in a healthy way to their sex lives. And so, yeah, and then I got to thinking about how, yeah, I find a lot of pleasure in sex. And I don't know, there's so much going on because I recently was in a relationship with someone, and we had been dating for a couple of years, and there was no real verbal commitment, although we were together all the time. But yeah, that relationship ended in September. And so I did get on a couple of dating apps. Not so much, not one of the apps, not a lot of luck. So I got off and then I got on another one, and I met a couple of guys, went on a couple of dates, and one of the guys I really like, and he's just kind of like the ideal man that I want. And so after going out with him one time and having a really good time, we went out again, and on that second date I was intimate with him, and yeah, my mind was just a little blown. And I did tell myself after that 2.5 year relationship ended that I didn't want to have another relationship where the sex was sort of the main focus. And so that's kind of what I've been grappling with. Although today, not just today, the past couple of weeks really, but it got me to thinking about the self-care and having sex, even though, you know, I still feel like sex is, you know, self-care. You know, I'm having these torn feelings about actually having sex with someone, or, you know, waiting until I have the type of, or waiting until I meet the type of guy that is interested in more than just, you know, having sex with me. So getting back to this ideal man, yes, I really like him, and he is an awesome lover. He appears to be, you know, I've been out with him several times and slept with him. I should know at least a little. He appears to be, you know, a decent human being. But yeah, so I don't know. You know, I really don't know what to do. I'm like torn. Okay, so I want to continue my conversation about having sex as a form of self-love, and then also talk about my feelings of being torn about having sex and wanting a relationship. But in the last episode, or the first one, I left off talking about being torn. So I also was researching the term fuckboy. I've heard the term before. I'm that person that doesn't really do slang. And even though I'm older, I've never really done it. But I kind of had an idea of what that term was. But my girlfriend, I had shared with a girlfriend of mine about this guy that I had been intimate with and how I really liked him. And I found myself liking him a lot really quickly. And I kind of felt that that was an issue. So I reached out to a girlfriend of mine to help kind of give me a little advice and then, you know, snap me out of what I was feeling, because my intuition was telling me that this, you know, could be, this relationship with this guy could be a challenge. So like I said, I reached out to my girlfriend. She gave me some advice and she was like, you know, wait and see. She was like, is he a fuckboy or is he something else? I can't remember. But she was like, you know, kind of wait and see. Basically, that's what she was saying. So since she made that comment, it has been about a couple of weeks. And I would say from my experience from dealing with this guy that, yes, he's a fuckboy. I actually read a little bit about behaviors of fuckboys, and fuckboys can be anybody. And that was one of the things I read. And when they use the term anybody, I assume male, female, didn't matter. Maybe you wouldn't call a female a fuckboy. Maybe she's a fuck girl. But yeah, so they exist in all sexes or genders, or gender identities. But yeah, so I think he's a fuckboy. And but I love having sex with him. I have only been intimate with him 3 times. And every time it gets better. And so that's where I am torn with the whole having sex as a form, or not necessarily having sex as a form of self-love. While I think that having sex is a form of self-love, I'm torn with between with actually doing it and waiting. And I told myself that I would never not be sexually active. And I said that because I was celibate for 4 years. And I can't believe I didn't have sex for 4 years. Because my son's father at the time, who I was with, was incarcerated. But yeah, I didn't have sex for 4 years. Plus, I was a busy mom. So there was more to it than just, you know, me not wanting to be intimate with anyone because, you know, I was in a relationship with my son's father. But yeah, getting back to the self-love thing and being torn. Yeah, so I'm torn. I really enjoy having sex with this man. I really like this man, but, you know, at the rate that it's going, I can tell that I probably won't be dealing with him too much longer. So, you know, I am showing myself, because that's kind of my rationale too, is that, you know, I'm showing myself a form of self-love by having sex with him. But I mean, you know, I do enjoy it a lot. And yeah, I don't know.